This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Taking financial care of elderly parents is one thing, but today's boomers are often helping out their kids and grandkids too. So how many bills can they pay before they wind up in trouble? Well, we've got certified financial planner Louis Barajas with us to answer some of those questions. Louis, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So how much better financial shape are grandparents in these days than their kids and grandkids?
Well, the grandparents are doing okay. The baby boomers are doing much better. They're earning more income. But the problem is now they're having a real tough situation in the sense that we've heard about the sandwich generation where the parents are having to take care of their parents and then their children.
Right.
Well, now, because of this great recession that we've just been through, now they're taking care of their grandkids as well. So it's really draining their income, their retirement income. And I think it's going to have a big impact down the road.
So we're talking about baby boomers whose parents are still alive, who have now
children
and grandchildren to take care of.
Right. I call it the club sandwich generation. You got to add another layer in there, right? So it's difficult. And what's happening is that a lot of baby boomers, I think the majority, don't have over $100,000 saved in their retirement accounts. So they're thinking about today's situation, but not really planning for tomorrow.
So it sounds like right now boomers are doing better maybe than anybody else, but they're still not doing great. Is that right?
That's correct. And again, you have to understand the way the current economy is. We have an 8.2% unemployment rate. But among teenagers, for example, there's a 24% unemployment rate. And so the grandparents are having to help these teenagers, sometimes just with gas money to help them get to school. We've got 5 million kids under the age of 18 living with grandparents right now.
Wow.
So we have to understand that the changing demographics in America and add the recession are really creating a burden to a lot of grandparents.
So how much should they be helping out?
You know, the problem is when you got grandkids, they pull on your heartstrings, right? I'm a
right.
grandfather as well. I've got a 3-year-old, and my little granddaughter comes to me and says, "Papa, you know, can you get me this?" And if I got a 20 in my pocket, I'm going to spend it. The problem is that they really need to do planning as to how long their money is going to last and how they're going to be able to take care of their medical bills down the road, long-term care costs. Those are things that they're not doing. And if they can keep one eye on today and one towards the future, it'll help out a lot.
And so how do grandparents avoid that heartstring tug when they have a grandchild who wants a little toy or a son or daughter who's actually in pretty dire financial situation?
Well, we have to be reasonable in the sense that, okay, so I'm a grandparent and I just can't indulge my children, my grandchildren. So I want to take a look at how I'm going to be spending my money. If it's really a need, like a medical need for my kid or some kind of school activity that they really should be in, I'm going to go out of my way and probably help them out. But if it's because my teenage grandson's coming to me and he needs a Dodge Challenger for his 16th birthday.
And who doesn't?
Right. That's a different story. Also, the valuable money lessons they can teach their grandchildren.
And what are those lessons?
Well, you want to teach the children how to save for the future. You want to teach the children patience. You want to teach the grandchildren discipline and delayed gratification. And so one of the things that I'd love to see grandparents do is say, okay, I'll help you out. But guess what? Come over to the house, clean out my garage. I'll give you a 20. Not only that, they understand the value of money, but they get to spend time with their grandparents, which is really important.
And how do you advise your clients to talk to their kids and their grandkids about that, about sort of why they can't help out with this house payment right
well,
now?
Well, that's the beauty of having a money talk with their children and their grandchildren about setting proper boundaries and proper expectations. Hey, I'm talking to my son and say, I can help you out with your daughter's education, but up to a certain amount of money. I can't go beyond that because I still have to continue saving for the future.
And again, I think it's a question that I keep coming back to, but when you're a grandparent and you do feel this need or want to help, but you also know you should be saving for retirement, for the fact that you're going to have lots of expenses and maybe not a lot of money coming in, how do you do that? I mean, how do you balance out sort of the emotional and the practical?
Well, you will never balance out the emotional and the practical unless you actually sit down and do a plan and actually can take a look at the real numbers in front of you. Because if you don't have that in front of you, don't know what's ahead of you, you will behave emotionally. And as we know, almost all financial mistakes are made based on emotion. It's either fear, greed, you know, and in this situation, fear, like if I don't help out my children or grandchildren, they're not going to love me. You get that a lot. And there's a lot of feeling of guilt of not helping out your grandkids. Also, a big fear is running out of money when you retire. And that's the number one fear, actually, for most baby boomers.
And I guess if my parents or grandparents run out of money, that's not going to be any good for me either.
Well, then you're stuck in that sandwich, maybe, you know, club sandwich. I don't know if there's another sandwich that's bigger than that. We can add another layer to that.
But as people live longer and longer.
That's right. And the problem is that we go from being independent to not interdependent, but very dependent on others. And we need to stop that cycle. And we need to start teaching people, again, to save for the future. And why not teach our grandchildren wonderful values as saving, patience, discipline, delayed gratification? Those are the things that you want to incorporate when you teach lessons to your kids.
Certified financial planner Luis Barajas is the author of 5 books, including My Street Money. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.